When New Jersey's governor took office last year, he asked the treasurer to figure out how 30 of the largest companies doing business in his state were each paying less in state income tax than a middle-class family. The companies were taking advantage of a tax strategy made possible in large measure by the laws in the neighboring state of Delaware. The governor quickly acted to discourage the practice in his state. But companies in other states are using the Delaware strategy to trim millions of dollars from their tax bills, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
For every 4 people in Delaware, there's 1 corporation. About 200,000 companies are incorporated in the state. This is not serendipity at work. For decades, Delaware has been wooing the corporate world. It established a business-friendly court system and a one-of-a-kind state tax code that enables businesses to shelter certain kinds of income.
Delaware is essentially our tax haven in the United States. It is the equivalent of Bermuda or the Bahamas on an international level.
That's Richard Pomp, a law professor at the University of Connecticut. He explains the most attractive thing Delaware tax law offers companies is a break on intellectual property taxes, things like trademarks and trade names. This may not sound substantial, but businesses have become increasingly savvy in maximizing the benefit. Some have actually been able to reduce their state income tax bills to a mere filing fee. Here's how. Take, for instance, the toy retailer, Toys R Us. It set up a subsidiary in Delaware called Jeffrey. Jeffrey doesn't make or sell anything. It's just a holding company that does little more than house the company's trade name and trademarks, things like its recognizable icon, Jeffrey the Giraffe. The holding company charges the Toys R Us retail stores a fee for the right to use the trade names. By doing this, Toys R Us transfers profits out of the stores, where they're earned, and into Delaware, where they won't be taxed. Steve Hill, director of a liberal nonprofit group called the Maryland Budget and Tax Policy Institute, says dozens of retailers use this loophole. NPR caught up with him at a shopping mall in Wheaton, Maryland.
Well, here we have a Payless shoe store, a Victoria's Secret, a Limited, their Circuit City. I'm just looking at the directory. There's plenty of stores in here that use this scheme.
But increasingly, the strategy is under attack, especially as states face severe budget crises. Take New Jersey. Last year, the state legislature passed a new tax code, taking aim at the Delaware holding companies. The result? The state is bringing in an estimated $200 million more in corporate income taxes this year. John McCormick is the New Jersey treasurer.
It sends a message that we have to be fair, and we just need everybody to pay their fair share. And I think the fact that other states are copying what we did, I think, is proof that we made the right move.
About 25 states have taken action to discourage the tax strategy. But in states where legislatures are hesitant to stop the practice, state tax collectors have stepped in. They're bringing lawsuits against dozens of companies that use the Delaware strategy. Attorney Harry Shapiro represents several companies being sued in Maryland. He argues his clients are acting the way businesses should. They're trying to make money and minimize taxes.
I think that corporations are entitled to arrange their affairs so that they pay the least tax possible.
Shapiro got some disappointing news Monday when an appeals court ruled against one of his clients, clothes retailer Sims. But there are many more pending cases in Maryland and a half dozen other states. University of Connecticut's Richard Pomp says it's ridiculous to try to sue every company using the tax strategy. He argues states could easily outmaneuver Delaware if they all adopted the same system. He recommends a tax code used in California called combined reporting. With this method, it doesn't matter if companies swap money from entity to entity. It's still all taxable.
That is the true solution to this problem. Anything else is a second-best rifle-shot approach that is likely just to lead to endless litigation.
But it's easier said than done. Last month, the governor of Maryland vetoed a measure to change the reporting code in his state. His office says at a time when Maryland is trying to attract new businesses, the governor didn't want to support a measure that was viewed by many as a corporate tax hike. As for Delaware, its assistant secretary of state says, "We're free to tax what we want to tax," and adds, "Delaware has no plans to change its laws." Alice Nolbury, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.